This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number 39.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
We're still alive, man. Ryan, I don't know get away with this beard thing. I can't take it anymore, man.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like, walking around in Seattle where it's all cloudy, you just collect the clouds in your beard.
Yeah.
It's just like dripping water off your beard all day.
A little bit. I got a handkerchief. I'm good.
Ryan's used to it by now.
You're like a human towel.
What's the beard count at, like, 8-9 years now?
Yeah, something like that. It's I've had it for a while. The goatee portion came first, and then the sides kind of filled in. So it's, you know, it's up for debate.
Yeah, that's usually the case. Well, my name's Ian. This is Kevin.
Yeah.
Ryan the Beard is here.
Yo yo.
And as we said, Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. What have you guys been up to this week, man?
Ryan, why don't you go first?
Nothing much. Just played a whole buttload of guitar. Pretty much it.
Yeah.
Good week.
This week I divided my time from work, stressing about my car f***ing up again, and working.
I thought last week you said you got it all fixed up and everything.
Yeah, I got it fixed up, and then I realized that my tires are all f***ed up and stuff, so I don't know. It's routine maintenance, but it seems to all be happening at once, so.
But at least once you get it done, you'll be good for another 40,000 miles. I hope.
I think. We'll see. I don't know if my car lasts much longer. No, I'm good. The thing is it's one of those things where I feel like once I finally pay the car off, it's just going to die.
Yeah, by the time you're done with it, yeah.
So it's all good, but that and went to a sweet show last night, Insomnium and Dark Tranquility over at El Corazon.
We both missed that. I've been looking forward to that show for months.
I don't know what you were up to, Ian, but Ryan just fell asleep.
Ryan just slept through it.
I dropped the ball so hard.
Must have been a hardcore week for you if you just fell asleep Friday night.
Dude, it was pretty, my sleep schedule was all messed up, and I've been up since 6:30, 7 a.m., and I just passed the hell out.
I was at the airport. I was at the SeaTac airport.
What were you doing at the airport?
Waiting for a flight that was supposed to come in at 7:30, which got delayed for 2 hours.
Oh, fun.
So I had to go, you know the old Kenny Rogers roaster? right there on there. Yeah. I went there.
Drank some Shotskis.
I had some beers and a sandwich, which then later made me feel like I wanted to fucking shit, which I did.
And how was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
The sandwich on the scale of 1 to 10 was definite. Definite 8.
And the sandwich?
Was that an ing?
The sandwich was like a 6.
Okay. Was that an ing or like an apostrophe? Like, or was that an and? Was it like an
for
ing
what word?
Or an and? Because you said fucking shit. Was that like a...
What? Man, I don't even know what you're talking about. You just blew my mind right now.
Stop it, Ryan.
All I know is that I had to poop after I ate the sandwich.
That's, oh, there you go.
Human nature. I think that's usually what happens.
Poopski.
Yeah. But I missed the show because, I was waiting at the airport. Imagine my chagrin.
You know, we do miss a lot of shows doing Metal Shop. That's one thing is...
well, there's so many shows.
The thing is
I wanted to go to that.
Though. Usually we get to go to any of the shows any night of the week, but Saturday nights, there's always tends to be the most epic of shows. And I'm not complaining because, you know, we're doing an awesome job and we're having fun on Metal Shop, but so many times that epic bands come to town and it just falls on the same night as us doing Metal Shop. So, not complaining, just stating.
We're not going to pre-record.
I'd say it's the only part of the job.
Well, whatever. We forewent the conclusion that we know from here on out all of our Saturdays are just kind of over.
Exactly.
We don't get that day. Everyone's like, oh, I love Saturday. It's like, oh, all right, enjoy it.
I haven't had 2 days off in a row for 5 years. Yeah.
Whoa.
See, this last month, I just, actually at the beginning of February, will have been 1 year since I had a day job.
Huh.
A full year, I made it without a full, you know.
Oh, well, you know what?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I was lying. I have taken a couple vacations here and there. So I've taken like a couple
one
week.
Yeah, you went down to California.
In Vegas. But aside from that, like just working and stuff. But
a regular work week, too.
It's been one year since the day job grind. You've been working boss.
I've never felt better in my entire life.
That's awesome.
It was the day I had to sue my boss at the glass blowing studio I worked at. For back pay and one.
It's only been a year since then?
No, it's been a couple of years since then, but I was working at the warehouse and doing basically making money for someone else for like a pittance of a wage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least if I'm making my own pittance of a wage, I'm doing it myself.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So it's been good, man, but yeah.
So being your own boss, that must be nice.
Yes, it is.
Must be kind of rough that your boss is such a dick.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, what?
God damn it.
What do I got going on? I got Royal Rumble tomorrow. It's going to be pretty fucking epic, but by the time you listen to this, you'll know who the winner was. So,
what was the deal with the rumor? Like, somebody accidentally posted a teaser photo or what was the deal with that?
So, there was this teaser.
For the Royal Rumble? Royal Rumble?
Two of teasers, actually, that got leaked, and one of them was fake. So the teaser that got leaked that was fake was a picture of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, and it said WrestleMania 31. That was actually fake. It was Photoshopped. But one thing that did get released, and it was a press release out to people to buy tickets for the upcoming house shows in March, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins is the main event at Royal Rumble. Brock Lesnar's the champ. And the release said, come see the brand new champion, John Cena, defend his title. So,
whoops.
Yeah, the press department there, WWE, kind of f***ed it up. So obviously, it's all predetermined. It's fake.
Of course. They have to know because they have to practice their routine. Otherwise, somebody literally will f***ing die.
Yeah, so.
But now I wonder if they were like, oh, f***. Then they had to go back and change it all. It's going to be different now.
It's funny. It's like...
Or they're just going to be like, well, whatever.
It's totally a soap opera for males, and I accept that, so. I don't know. We'll see. But whoever wins, I totally had that guy. Yep.
What'd you think of the
I totally picked him.
Yeah. What'd you think of that South Park episode about wrestling?
I didn't see it.
Nose on?
No, I didn't see that one.
What was the deal with that?
I did see the regular show episode, but what's the South Park? What's the deal with it?
No, they turn it into a literal soap opera, and all these rednecks are just like, she's only 13 years old, and she's had like 9 abortions.
Oh, God.
That sounds about right. That sounds like the Raw days back.
Oh, I think the most f***ed up, storyline I remember was, well, there's actually two. There was one when the Asian men, the Kai and Tai Japanese faction were... jealous of Val Venus, the porn star, of his large
Val
penis,
Venus.
Because going by stereotypes, you know. Anyways, they
because
were jealous.
That small
of his penis, and so they took him backstage and quote unquote choppy choppy pee pee with a huge samurai sword. And you just saw, oh man,
that's
it sounded
so racist.
Terrible.
So like combining so many.
And then the other time when Mark Henry, this humongous black man, the strongest man in the world is what they dub him as,
that.
And Mae Young, like a 75 to 80 year old woman, mm-hmm. they consummated their relationship and she gave birth to a human hand. A fucking hand.
God damn it.
So those are the most tasteless things. Oh, yeah. And then also when Stone Cold was crucified on a humongous, like, Undertaker cross, that kind of
or pretty much anything Al Snow ever did.
Yeah, so good times.
Alright, cool, well, let's do this. Alright, Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, time for some news. We got some big stories this week, kind of, considering.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of headlines.
We were watching this video of Slipknot joining Korn on stage performing Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
What year is it?
Right, it's not news. Just saying, it's not very good. It's really bad.
Was Cold Chamber Limp Bizkit there?
I can't tell. I think it's
Depswa.
It was all of Korn, and then like two or three members of Slipknot came out. So
with a surprise appearance by Head PE.
So this is a news story that Ryan the Beard brought to our attention this week, and this is the only thing I'll preface this with. We cannot confirm the validity of this report.
So yeah,
take that with a grain of salt.
And I haven't been able to find this many other places on the internet, and you would think that this would be kind of a bigger deal. So that being said, the headline is just a former Slipknot member, quote-unquote, reveals the secret about Slipknot. So apparently this guy claims that he is one of the stand-ins for the Slipknot members, and that the members of Slipknot rotate out, that there's different guys who wear the masks. And he says that apparently one time they even had Skrillex on tour as the DJ for about 2 weeks of touring.
Wow.
during that time, he was a stand-in for Jim. The only member who is a constant thing is Corey, who does the vocals.
Yeah,
you can't really fake that.
Can't change that.
So normally I just look at this and just say, yeah, all right, that's kind of a satire thing. But the thing that makes me think that it might be legitimate is
right.
a thing that Ian and I saw a couple years ago when Slipknot came through town. And
what did you see with your own eyes?
It was at Mayhem Fest. It was at White River,
yeah.
which is where we saw it. Was it Mayhem Fest? Where they were headlining that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it was Mayhem Fest.
Slipknot, Slayer, yeah. Motorhead.
Right. And they do this thing where, you know, they change songs, they change sets. You know, Slipknot's a big band, so they got all kinds of, you know, on stage or whatever. And they're dragging things around. People are running in and off stage. And what I saw was the drummer, the guy, it wasn't Clown, but the other guy, the nose guy. Yeah,
nose
guy. Nose guy is playing his drums or whatever. And then,
nose
like,
clown shoes.
Runs off stage. And as soon as he runs off, and he's running pretty quick to get off stage, unless he did like a fucking instant turn on a dime and turned right back around and ran out, as soon as he ran off stage, another version of him ran back out.
Well, a bigger nose.
Well, there was a fraction of a second where there were two guys on stage, same mask, like as he
right.
was running off.
Right.
Like that
that's
was
what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Damn.
So, it's possible. I mean, we saw it. And I think now, I'm going to definitely pay a little more closer attention next time we see them. See if we can see it again. But that's interesting. I mean, it makes sense. It says that they had Frost from Satyricon and Gorgoroth for a whole Euro tour once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. On drums? Sick.
On guitar? Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So let's see. They said that they were trying to dig around and find some pictures of any of the members looking different. The only thing they found was someone who was playing for Jim with his mask on. It looks like he has finger tattoos, whereas the original Jim doesn't have anything on his fingers.
But then somebody pointed out that that's not necessarily evidence. It's called getting tattoos.
Well, who knows?
So, yeah, I mean, if you looked up a picture of him and if he had tattoos on his left guitar finger hand, then you would know. And if he doesn't, then we have a photo right here of somebody else playing his guitar parts.
In Slipknot.
Right.
The speculation begins.
Boom, boom, boom. Slipknot Gate 2015.
In further Slipknot news, they actually announced a sick tour with Hatebreed this year, and I have a friend who's actually flying out to Rock on the Range in Ohio. They're going to be headlining one of the nights, and one of the other nights is going to be like Judas Priest, so that'd be a pretty sweet tour.
The tour's not coming here, though,
unfortunately. No, it's not, unfortunately, but it is. They're going to be going all around, and I hope Slipknot comes to you to Washington sometime in 2015.
Oh.
That would be...
They will. Where was this worst mosh pit video from? Did we ever find out what the location was on that?
Worst mosh pit ever?
Worst mosh pit ever funny videos?
Oh my god, with the people
just doing like...
Flailing. People can't see what you're doing right now, Ian.
Oh, really? Damn it. Come on.
Can you describe what
Where's
you were doing?
Where's 3D radio when we need it?
Well,
you mean TV?
There's like Kung Fu mosh, and then there's just... awkward flailing in the most uncoordinated,
it looks
terrible.
Like a bunch of first-time karate moshers where they should be practicing in their bedroom or garage or whatever with their mom walking in. But now they're doing it out in public. Ryan, can you grab that video, put it up on Metal Shop?
Yep.
The shit smell from that fucking mosh pit is so...
I smell it.
I can smell it from the internet. It's like scratch and sniff monitor.
So, Chop Suey is done or not? What's the deal?
Chop Suey is done, but oh god, these kids are terrible.
we're moving on to a next news story.
Sorry, Chop Suey is
they are really bad.
Chop Suey is done. But Jody, their booker, who is just awesome at her job and an all around kick-ass person, is staying on and is going to be the booker for the new establishment that is moving in to take their place.
So it's going to be an actual venue.
What's the deal with that?
Yeah. I didn't hear if there was anything officially going to happen.
There's no real new developments other than that. There's a company out of LA that has purchased the venue and the land that the venue's on. So it is no longer owned by the same company.
I heard it was going to be a developer actually gave them a way higher bid.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Like what I had heard was that they were going to do a big development complex and
that's what Capital
Yeah, Hall let's is. Get some more condos.
And then have a venue in the downs, like keep a venue in the down couple of floors of it.
Cuz those bougie hipsters will love.
Let's turn it into a
music.
Coffee shop. Let's do it.
Right?
If it turns into
condos.
A coffee shop, we need to go in there every week and recite Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio.
I'd like to detonate a car bomb on the doors of your precious condo.
Do acoustic covers of Gorgon or of like friggin' messed there, up songs.
This
like...
song's called with a knife.
Yeah, there you go.
This song's called I Blood.
Lovely.
Good times. Well, maybe not.
Vocalist Danny Warsnop quits Asking Alexandria this week. 14-year-old girls all over the world are fucking bummed.
So he is doing a new band called We Are Harlot.
Why does this fucking section of music exist?
I don't know how this came up in a conversation today, but I was talking to an old friend from college, and he was talking about this and laughing about it because the new singer, or the old singer Danny, his new band is like, they're melodic rock, like super melodic rock. They sound like a mix between like Shinedown and
like
Nickelback.
Like Goo Goo Dolls.
Like he's obviously making a huge...
He's making a push.
Push for commercial radio. Like maybe you'll hear him.
No,
on KSW sometime within the next couple years. I mean, who knows? I mean, We Are Harlot dancing on nails.
I mean, Asking Alexandria is kind of big. I mean,
dance on a...
like that scene in Home Alone where he's walking up the stairs with his shoes off.
The Wet Bandits. Corrosion of Conformity is back together with Pepper Keenan, which is fucking sick. He's going to be doing their European tour. And on January 27th, Prosthetic Records is going to be re-releasing two Corrosion of Conformity records on vinyl. If you're a record snob, if you're a record collector, if you love that they're going to be doing Deliverance and Blind, which are the huge breakout records by COC in the 90s. Definitely the records that they're... one of the most commercially successful and have been out of print on vinyl for years and years and years. So you can go ahead and cop those. They'll be available at any fine record retailer.
Y'all remember 8-bit video games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just played one the other day.
The Big Four video game starts now.
Wow, are you serious? Is this real?
Yeah. You should come over and check out this video. Or, I mean, you
I'm watching it right now, actually. going along.
Somebody mashed up Metallica, the big four of thrash.
This is sick.
And they're like in there singing and hanging, headbanging and stuff. I'd play this video game on NES.
Tim Berkley would love this. Tim, you would love this.
Confirm. Oh, there's Megadeth. Hello,
Hi, Dave. It's me, Dave.
It's the real Dave.
This is so cool.
Too many names.
Sweating bullet.
I think my favorite's the Slayer so far.
It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse.
Wow. This is so kick-ass.
I love
so,
how the little NES character is just, like, rocking around.
Chiptune audio.
Damn.
That's cool.
Chiptune audio and animation by Filthy Frackers.
Oh, it's just on repeat. Okay.
Dude, that's so cool, though.
Yeah, I'd listen to that on my own time.
The audio is cool, but also just, you got to check out the video. We'll have to post that up also on the Metal Shop Facebook, because it's really fun to watch. It's all pixelated, super 80s, and badass.
Yes. True to form.
Sweet.
New York Hardcore.
Yeah.
New York Hardcore's coming back.
AF. Agnostic Front.
Was it, you were saying that you were listening to the Jamie Josta podcast. Who was he talking about?
Yeah, he was talking about dudes from Agnostic Front were kind of unsure about how to pronounce Poison the Well, and they thought it was Poison the Whale. So they were like, what did that whale ever do to them? But
why are you trying to poison a whale?
Vinny Stigma, that's...
Whales are endangered. The fuck is wrong with you?
Agnostic Front is a fucking classic New York hardcore band, and they're going to be coming back with a new record called The American Dream Died.
It's dead.
It's fucking dead.
16 more songs, man. It's got guest appearances by Freddie Madball, Toby from H2O, Lou from Sick of It All. Kind of, you know, not surprising.
The usual gang.
Yep. April 7th, North America, on Nuclear Blast.
Sweet.
Paul Miner, who also did H2O Terror, was also in Death by Stereo, and has been doing a lot of heavy records for the last at least 20 years.
Nice.
That should be cool.
So last week on the show, we actually mentioned how Tom Morello, Serj Tankian, and many others are going to be joining together to pay tribute to Randy Rhoads for a Randy Rhoads The Ultimate Tribute compilation disc. It's coming out soon. They also got members of Quiet Riot, Black Sabbath drummer Vinnie Appice. Many other people are coming together, but the one song that has been released so far is Crazy Train with Tom Morello and Serj Tankian. And it's pretty cool. Let's listen to a little bit of it right now.
Tom Morello, man. He's got it.
Yeah.
Hear the vocals.
Crazy. But that's how it goes.
Interesting. That's definitely Serj.
Oh yeah.
Millions of people living as fools.
Put on a little makeup.
That's cool. I look forward to hearing the rest of those. That should be cool.
Nice.
Local band theories. We've been talking about this for a little while, but we got the full press release last week from Metal Blade Records. These guys have been into Metal Shop several times now. And we were pumped to hear that Scott Hull from Pig Destroyer was going to be working on their new record.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kind of like a stamp of approval, really, when it's all said and done.
And that's like a grind thing, masterpiece there. Scott Hull working on an album by Joe Grindo. Yeah.
It's going to be coming out this spring. It's called Regression. It's going to be 10 tracks recorded at the Red Room here in Seattle in the Boiler Room. With Derek Morey, who worked on Pelican, The Sword, Minus the Bear. My old band worked with him for a while. Actually, Derek, you know how they're working on the waterfront down there and they're drilling Big Bertha through underneath Pioneer Square?
Oh, yeah.
Derek has or had a studio right down there in Pioneer Square, right underneath the Grand Central Bakery where your girlfriend works.
Yeah.
And
did it get flooded?
The day after he moved out.
Oh, my God. What? That's great luck. That is perfect luck.
He moved out, and then the next day, all of that huge bookstore that's in,
yeah,
all of those old antique books flooded.
That cannot get back.
Nope. Good job, Seattle.
Hope they had insurance.
Well, I'm sure they did, but it's all gone.
Good job.
Anyway, so I'm glad they finished that record there before they got flooded.
Exactly. That would have been so terrible. Oh, my God. Right. I can't even imagine how stressful that would be coming in to work that day.
It's like, oh, what the
fucking shoot yourself.
Oh, you just walk out. Just go home.
In other good news, Fallujah, sweet band, they put out a great record last year, and The Flesh Prevails. It's I definitely made me a fan of the band more so than I was before. Definitely showed a different edge to what could be previously considered quote unquote deathcore, and they just signed to Nuclear Blast, so it'd be cool to see them on a bigger label, get bigger distribution, obviously step onto some bigger tours, and get their music out there and hopefully progress. Good times.
Label mates with Slayer.
Label mates with label mates with
a billion bands.
Slayer, label mates with Agnostic Front.
Agnostic Front. Ryan, this next one's all you, dude.
Okay, we're talking about Iron Reagan?
No, we're talking about the school bus.
Satanic school bus.
Oh, man. Okay, so this school bus, it looks like somebody just kind of took their finger and drew some pentagrams in the lights.
In the dust.
So
in the
awesome.
Dust on the school bus. And there's a mom in Tennessee that is losing her
because that's what moms in Tennessee do.
So, you know, on the back of a school bus when you're driving behind it, the two little red brake lights at the bottom near the emergency exit, look like that bus is just dirty, and someone just drew little stars in the circles. So, yeah, it's a little pentagram school bus.
Yeah, so the best part of this is KWGN's reported that one woman who identified herself as a quote-unquote practicing Wiccan looked at the photo and said it did indeed look like a pentagram. So I'm glad they called in an expert
to make sure. Cordova, Tennessee, man, she's throwing that hissy because she thinks that it's like intentional from the school. Yeah. So her identity is being kept a secret because she's been receiving death threats since posting the photo and has said anyone who fears a god, if not God and Jesus Christ, should be outraged. If you can't put a cross on there, you can't put a pentagram on it.
Well, I mean, not like the principal of the school walked out there during recess and was like, I'm going to piss this woman off.
If he did, they should make him superintendent.
Golly.
Only in America.
Tennessee. Oof.
Bad times.
Oof. I think someone finally told Phil Labonte to shut the fuck up.
Well, that's good.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
That needed to happen.
And it was Rob motherfucking Flynn, who definitely has an opinion here and there. Ian, what's his opinion this time?
Phil Labonte's just been on a roll. He's been on like a fucking Dave Mustaine roll to the point where even I was just like, dude, shut the fuck up. But recently he stated in an interview that, quote, the only people that have a legit grievance when it comes to any racial slurs is the black community. End quote. And Labonte naturally falls back with the same argument, and this is from Metal Sucks. Every weak-minded conservative always falls back on, quote, they're attacking my freedom of speech! Funny, because
they're taking our speech!
Doing the same thing. Let me pull up the actual interview from, or the essay from Rob Flynn.
Sounds good.
Oh, wow, this thing's long as hell.
All right, so the Machine Head article is like 50 paragraphs long. It basically talks about his reaction to seeing the movie Selma on Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, you know, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Talking about how, you know, he's not anti-police, but we have to take a look at, you know, the fact that, you know, these divides exist and you got to treat them appropriately. And then you got Phil Labonte, you know, it's super well thought out and it's very intelligent. And then you have Phil Labonte, of course, just going off again. And this is coming up in the latest issue of Revolver, which I don't even think is out yet. Quote, In 2005, on the Sounds of the Underground DVD, I said, PC is for f***its.
Jesus f***.
On the DVD. That was the first time people went, whoa, what did he say? I have nothing against gay people. It's just a word. Honestly, I think the only people that have a legit grievance when it comes to any racial slurs is the black community. I know the homosexual community has problems with it, and I understand their hurt feelings, but homosexuals were never property. They've had a rough time, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but I think the black community has a whole lot more room to be upset about a word than the LGBT community. It's one thing to say this guy said something and it hurt my feelings and it bummed me out and it sucks. Okay, that's a good perspective, but I don't know that you need a whole social movement. When it comes to the shit that black people have gone through, I think it's okay to be like, well, you know, that was seriously f***ed up. We need to do something about this.
But gays, f*** them, right? Is what he's saying. But fuck the gays.
I mean, it's a slur, you know?
Yeah.
It's just as bad. So, basically, Phil Labonte is just furthering his fucking douchebag credibility in my eyes.
Good times. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for your weekly Phil. Thanks for being Phil. Thanks for selling the name of Phil's everywhere.
So, good news about Bandcamp. We all know about Bandcamp.
Yeah, let's stop talking about that.
Good news out of Bandcamp. We've all used it before to listen to music, especially from up-and-coming bands, local bands, and unsigned artists. But they have made it possible. Bandcamp has made it possible and far easier for record labels to get aboard their streaming platform. According to Bandcamp itself, a Bandcamp label account gives you unified accounting and stats across all your artists, a single fulfillment interface for all your merch, the ability to do direct payments on a per-release basis, pro-level status for all your artists, and a whole lot more. So $20 a month allows labels to have up to 15 bands on their account. $50 a month allows them to have unlimited artists on their account. So that's pretty rad. Hopefully they can start doing it, and I'm sure it's good for Bandcamp because it means that they're probably going to get more traffic.
And this is good for everybody because listen to music for free on freaking Bandcamp, man.
Sweet.
It's awesome.
In something that's not that shocking, Vinnie Paul has come out in saying that he does not enjoy blast beats.
And, come on, Vinnie.
You know, the extreme sounds of extreme drumming. In Ultimate Guitar Magazine, Vinnie Paul said, "It's a drummer's plan for drummers. It's called Look at Me, Listen How Fast I Can Go. There's no melody, there's no song, there's no chorus. It just doesn't take you anywhere, so it doesn't have a groove to me. I think there's a lot of death metal or doom metal dudes that somehow or another find a groove in it. David Vincent from Morbid Angel is a good friend of mine, and he's like, yeah, bro, there's a great groove in that blast beat, man. You just haven't found it yet." So,
no, he hasn't.
He hasn't found it, and you know, he says he can appreciate people going fast, but he just can't find a groove. It just doesn't really jam to him, and he'd rather hear a Bonham groove going on than somebody sweeping the floor.
Maybe the groove he's looking for is behind his Just for Men.
Woo! Maybe Vinny just needs to try something new.
I get it, you know. I mean, he's sticking to the jam, sticking to the classic, but nothing wrong with a few blast beats here and there, right?
Not at all.
No.
Big tour announcement this week. Mastodon, Clutch, and Graveyard.
Yeah.
And Big Business are coming to town.
It's going
to
be so sick.
I'm stoked about that
lineup,
man.
The tour routing is really weird. There's two nights in Vancouver, a couple nights before, on April 23rd and 24th. At the Commodore Ballroom. Two nights back-to-back. If you want to go to that, that'd be cool. Make a week out of it. Portland, Oregon, the 25th. So they're going from BC to Portland, then back up to Seattle.
Yeah.
On the 26th, April 26th, at the Showbox Soto, you'll be able to see Mastodon and Clutch with Graveyard and Big Business. That's a Sunday night.
You know, this is kind of a big deal in another way, too, because Neil Fallon, the vocalist from Clutch, was the guy who did the part in Blood and Thunder.
Yeah.
So that would be so awesome to be able to see him come out and do that part live with Mastodon.
That would be cool.
I think it might happen.
Oh, man, I'm really hoping that happens. I'm a diehard Clutch fan. I've loved that band for a really long time. I'm pretty jazzed about this tour.
Speaking
That's a good lineup.
About shows, you're going to definitely want to get high before seeing Sleep is going to be playing Seattle at the Showbox on 420.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 420, and we're working on getting Metal Shop Presents on that bitch. So 420, Sleep at the Showbox, smoke weed.
Let me see what day of the week that is.
It's a Monday. Everybody loves Mondays.
Everybody's got a case of the 420s.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of bands in the studio right now.
Yeah. Like Metallica.
Metallica's back in the studio. Scar Symmetry is back in the studio. Tesseract is back in the studio. Dream Theater is back in the studio. Testament is back in the studio. Mastodon's working on new music. A lot of new stuff is in the studio. And we've got a picture right here that was tweeted out by Metallica.
Nerd.
Of, wait, who is that? That's Trujillo, right?
Yeah. Yep.
On bass? Okay, cool. Oh. Can't really tell from behind. There ain't no faces in there. It looks like a 6-string. Ah, it's a 5-string bass. Okay.
He's thunking along.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. I hope it's good. We keep saying this over and over again. I don't know what else to say.
I have a question.
What?
Should I click on 17 tiny dogs that are so adorable they make you squeal? Or the most shocking celeb plastic surgery disasters ever?
Whoa!
God damn it.
Did a
celeb plastic surgery nightmare.
I just scrolled down a little bit in this Metallica post. Look at this Instagram picture of Brent Hinds playing his 13-string pedal steel that he got from Robert Randolph.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Robert Randolph friggin' shreds like a mofo, and I'm I'm really glad that those two guys hang out. That thing looks cool as hell.
Isn't Robert Randolph like a blues musician?
Yeah, yeah. He's a killer, killer blues lap steel player.
Nice.
I like seeing the metal dudes playing other, like when Pepper Keenan bought that banjo from the guy at the
that
Pike Place Market.
Kick ass. Dude,
there's all kinds of fun little things
in here. Cigar box banjo.
Looks like they have an old school Taurus pedal in this picture, too. They got some cool stuff in there.
Don't go gear nerd on us, man.
I'm sorry, I'm already there.
All right, I think that's about it for the news this week. It's time to calm things down just a skosh.
That's right. This time, we're entering in the Metal Shop Lounge for Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio. Right now, from an album in 2006 that was released by Carnal Decay. The album's called Carnal Pleasures.
Yes.
We're going to do track number 9 here. Ryan the Beard recites the lyrics to Putrid, F***ed Up, Dip, Potato. Take it away, Ryan the Beard.
You're looking so f***ing happy. I'm disgusted by your smile. The anger rises up in me. The ravishment of devastation obsesses me. Bound on a chair with straddled f***ing legs. The chopped off or sewed up mouth. Tear-stained eyes beg for sudden death. I like the look of agony in your face. Days go by, the room is filled with your rotting stench. Your face looks like a putrid potato.
Potato.
My gorge rises. I spew it into your face. Putrid potato with a dip in it. Let me try a little. Ah, what a great taste. A little salty in the end. I know what it needs, just a little sugar.
Just a scooch.
Now let me try again. Ah, you're better. I think now you are finished. Now I need an oven. I don't like cold flesh. Got to bake a dirty, crippled motherfucker to enjoy the full flavor of your putrid, f***ed up, happy, dip potato face. Now you taste like fish and smell like the rotten abscess of a putrid cow. Disgorging your flesh brings your smile on my face. Now I've got the reign over your inner self. I've got a weakness for putrid, baked, happy, dip potato faces.
Oh yeah, that was Putrid F***ed Up Dip Potato by Carnal Decay here on Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio. So how do we segue out of that? There's no real f***ing way.
I wish I had some dip.
So right now we're going to debut a couple tracks here by a band called Eris. This band's f***ing sweet. And it's former members of everyone from Undertow to... Actually, it's the guitarist from Undertow and the vocalist from Undertow, as well as Himsa, some of the dudes from Great Falls, and just some great, great members doing cool shit. These guys are awesome. They're always friends of Metal Shop. We actually debuted some of their tracks last album cycle, but that was a Death Wish release. This is a new album off of the Mylene Sheath. That's their record label now. It's Mylene Sheath Records.
I thought you were going to say something like Miley Cyrus.
No. So.
What?
The Mylene Sheath is their album, is the label that they're going to be putting this out on. It's a small label. I believe it's from Arizona. But earlier last week, they debuted two brand new songs off the record Of Great Sorrow.
On No Clean Singing.
Yep.
So here are two brand new songs from Eris. Seattle Metal, keep it up. See you next week.
been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.